15 is a poignant track from Taylor Swift's second studio album, Fearless, released on November 11, 2008. Known for her storytelling prowess, Swift delves deep into the personal and universal aspects of adolescence through 15, offering a reflective look at her own high school experiences and the lessons learned during that formative period. This song, like many others from Swift, bridges the personal and the universal, touching on themes of friendship, first loves, and the disillusionment that can come with growing up. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Decoding Taylor Swift, where we take delusional dives into Taylor Swift's works so you don't have to. As we continue to gather as many of her eggs we can possibly gather into one basket of a podcast, we'd love it if you took a minute to follow, like, subscribe, or whatever to let me know that you like this kind of content. Currently, we are going through the songs on the Fearless album in hopes of finding eggs that have yet to be found in that era. Last episode, we uncovered the eggs hidden for over a decade in the title track of the album. Today, we take a look at the second track off her second album, Fearless. At its core, 15 is a narrative song that captures the innocence and excitement of starting high school, believing that these years will be life's most significant. Swift specifically recounts her friendship with her best friend Abigail and their journey through the trials and tribulations of their freshman year. Swift sets the stage with a vivid depiction of the first day of high school, a moment filled with both excitement and anxiety. The lines, "You take a deep breath and you walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day," convey the universal feeling of stepping into the unknown, which is a significant transition for any teenager. This moment symbolizes the beginning of a journey that is both exhilarating and daunting. The chorus, "'Cause when you're 15 and somebody tells you they love you, you're gonna believe them," captures the core theme of the song, naivety in young love. Swift reflects on the eagerness of youth to rush into feelings and relationships, highlighting the vulnerability and readiness to accept declarations of love at face value. This wisdom comes from hindsight, recognizing the potential for growth and pain in these early experiences. Swift introduces her friend Abigail, a real person from her own life, using her story as a narrative thread to explore themes of innocence loss and the harsh realities that can come with growing up. The verse, "And Abigail gave everything she had to a boy who changed his mind, and we both cried," speaks to the deep emotional impact of a first heartbreak. This line serves as a cautionary tale about giving too much of oneself too soon, emphasizing the emotional vulnerabilities of being 15. In the bridge, Swift sings, "I found time can heal most anything, and you just find who you're supposed to be." This shift in tone introduces a message of hope and resilience. It acknowledges the pain and mistakes of youth as part of the journey toward self-discovery and healing. Swift suggests that the trials of adolescence, while challenging, contribute to personal growth and the process of finding one's identity. The song closes on a note of reflection, with Swift offering advice to her younger self and, by extension, to her listeners. The lyrics, "But in your life, you'll do things greater than dating the boy on the football team," serve to put the high school experience into perspective, suggesting that life is filled with opportunities and experiences far beyond the teenage years. 15 is not just a recounting of Swift's high school experiences. It's a universal narrative that resonates with anyone who has navigated the complexities of adolescence. Through its storytelling, the song captures the innocence of youth, the sting of first heartbreaks, and the growth that comes from overcoming challenges. Swift uses her personal narrative as a lens through which to explore broader themes of love, friendship, and self-discovery, making 15 a timeless reflection on growing up. Musically, 15 aligns with the country pop genre, blending acoustic elements with soft pop melodies. The instrumentation is built around acoustic guitar with gentle flourishes that underscores the song's emotional depth without overpowering Swift's vocals or the narrative. This musical backdrop serves to highlight the storytelling aspect of the song, inviting listeners to focus on the lyrics and the story they tell. Upon its release, 15 received critical acclaim for its heartfelt lyrics and Swift's ability to articulate the emotional landscape of adolescence with honesty and sensitivity. It resonated strongly with Swift's audience, particularly with teenage fans who saw their own experiences reflected in the song's narrative. The song's success further established Swift as a songwriter capable of navigating a wide range of emotions and themes, from the lighthearted to the deeply personal. The music video for 15 further amplifies the song's themes through visual storytelling. Directed by Roman White, the video features Swift walking through a school with scenes depicting various high school experiences interspersed throughout. It captures the essence of the song, highlighting the emotional highs and lows of the teenage years. The video, like the song itself, serves as a reminder of the innocence lost and the wisdom gained through growing up. 15 stands out as a significant track in Taylor Swift's discography for its candid exploration of teenage vulnerability and the complexities of growing up. It showcases Swift's songwriting talent, particularly her ability to draw from her own life to create songs that speak to universal experiences. Over the years, 15 has become an anthem for navigating the challenges of adolescence, reminding listeners to the importance of friendship, the pain of heartbreak, and the growth that comes from both. As part of the Fearless album, the song contributed to Swift's rise as a global superstar and has remained a beloved piece of her musical legacy, resonating with new generation of fans as they experience their own journeys through adolescence. Now let's look at all the numerology associated with the song. For the numerology on the date the album dropped, please listen to the episode right before this one. 15 became the fourth single off this album on August 31st, 2009, or 8/31/2009. When we add the date together to get the numerology, we have 8 plus 3 plus 3 plus 2 plus 9, which gives us 23, or 2 plus 3, which is 5. If you remember from the last episode of Decoding Taylor Swift on the Fearless song, the album is ruled by the number 5, reinforcing the idea that this album is about freedom and the adventure that comes with adolescence. The music video for 15 was released on October 9th, 2009, or 10/9/2009. Could she have chosen this date because 10/09 almost repeated again looks like 2009, like 1009/2009? I don't know. Or did she like the numerology of that date that gives us 21, which further reduces to 3? Who's to tell? But just to satisfy your curiosity, the number 3 embodies the joy of living, optimism, and the ability to express oneself clearly. This resonates with the 15 music video's creative portrayal of teenage experiences and the emotional expression captured in both the song and its visual representation. The album version of 15 has a duration of approximately 4 minutes and 55 seconds, or 295 seconds. When analyzing the song's length, we have 16, which further reduces to 7. 7 is seen as the number seeking truth and wisdom, which we can see in the song 15, as she sings about not yet knowing better than to believe things when one is only 15. And with that, we've come to the end of this analysis of Taylor Swift's song 15. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Decoding Taylor Swift, with me, your host, Shauna. Please let me know if you're enjoying the series with a thumbs up or a follow, and don't miss our next episode as we tackle the meanings behind the songs here on Decoding Taylor Swift.